Sneaker Business Talk. It's the Soul Material Podcast.
Welcome, welcome. Once again, it's the Incredibles. Welcome to the Soul Material Podcast, the podcast you cheer for. We're all about that sneaker business talk. I'm your man, the OGEO.
All right, T-Mark the Street Shark.
And today, we are going to discuss, dissect, get into grails. What is a grail now? What does that even mean today? Is there such thing as a grail? We're going to peel back the layers, as the shark says. So shark, without further ado, let the teacher teach. Let's go. Shark, let us know what's on your mind as far as what grails are, what they were, what they are today, and what you've seen as far as what was a grail and how things have released the show. Time for change.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, again, we love giving you that clarity over popularity when we give you that sneaker business talk. So we're just going to dive into just really, you know, I thought this was a relevant topic for us to discuss just because of, you know, we're always trying to just get that pulse or that state of the union or where we're at and articulate that to our audience. We have a unique perspective from being not only consumers of the lifestyle, the culture, trendsetters, but also working behind the scenes in some of these industries. So I've been at the table with some of these decision makers that are, you know, making decisions on what colors and what things are going to come out or how they're going to release and how they're going to get marketed to you. So so just take that as some context to a lot of the feedback that I'm about to give you as well. Because there's a big question mark of the arc of the sneaker culture today and where it's going, where the consumer's mind is and where it's going to be. So one thing about, you know, so now let's rewind and go back to the beginning of grails. And a lot of, when we say grail, we're talking about holy grail. This doesn't mean hype beast shoe. This doesn't mean, the most popular shoe. So, you know, one thing about what we always tell you, in many of our episodes is your personal stories. All right. So one thing that was very acceptable in the culture was that as you, as an individual, get to label your own grails. And that's okay. That it was like encouraged. Nowadays, it's like some, you know, magical standard just says what things are and what gets put on the pedestal. But when sneaker culture was underground and then bubbled to the surface, you had to have popularity and like consensus amongst the underground to say, ah, this is a thing, you know, the pigeon dunks, you know, like those type of moments. And it usually was like pre-internet that we're talking about, because the viral nature back in the day was word of mouth, which means you had to touch it, you had to acquire it. Somebody had to see something to tell the story to get around town, and then people want to buy that shoe. A lot of times the grails could have started with, if it was a basketball shoe, we've told you about having moments on the court, all right? The flu game, all right? And then, you know, that the flu game Jordan 12 might turn into a grail shoe. The last shot, that could be a grail shoe. Because so I would say a lot of grail shoes might the probability of something becoming a grail had to do with a moment just something, a moment in time, or a commercial, or you know, Penny Hardaway or something. Or it's usually like the first one that gets you that grail status. And then we moved on late 90s, early 2000s. I feel like grail started because, you know, that's when more music started to be influenced. So there were so many more influences going into what colorways and what things came out. And then you had to introduce a couple new players with the Kobes and the LeBrons to say grail became not necessarily, it was mixed with a moment with some limited access, and some of that limited access, because we started to, especially when Jordan brand, late 90s Jordan brand became a thing, and then that made it more sport lifestyle, and you know, so some of the iterations started to be purposely for court and off the court, let alone other models. So, you know, when you do those takedowns or low top models, so a grail could have turned into something that was just limited, a shoe that friends and family that you only saw on a particular player. So, you know, for this story, I'm actually just going to start with something that's out now. But since we're still back in time in this conversation, yeah, I'm just going to go with the LeBron 2. They call this the Beast, you know, with the mixed safari print. And, you know, we got the King James moniker. And, you know, this is, you know, the first King James, you know, size from the Air Zoom generation. You know, this was the first shoe technically with his name on it, like the LeBron 2. The first shoe was just generation, right? And we remember him sitting on the throne and a lot of, you know, Lion King, you know, imagery came with that. So this was the shoe. It never came out. It was like, there's only 30 of these and whatever, you know, friends and family. And you only saw LeBron wear these like once or twice off the court, never on court. You know, later on, you saw someone like PJ Tucker. I think the story goes that PJ Tucker had to borrow a pair from Nick DePaula, so that he could, of this shoe, so that he could wear, on the court and just be exclusive. Like, but this was a shoe that never came out, but it, when you have those like Paul Bunyan tales, like we like to say, and it's something that's so far fetched to acquire, no one's even hyped to go get it because it's just, it seems so unacquirable, that it just becomes this, you know, holy grail. So sometimes that holy grail is just like that shoe that I wish if it came out, I could have it, but we know it's not out and we can't have it. So it turns into a mythological figure, like it's some unicorn that was just like, man. So, and then you rarely saw it. So now it's, you know, unicorn, Bigfoot, like that's what turns into the grail. And now we're talking like Indiana Jones lost art grail, because you got to do all of that to acquire it. You got to go through the Temple of Doom and everything just to get to that to acquire that. So, you know, in a nutshell, you know, that was a little backstory of grails and where it went and some of the takeoff of how it, I feel like from our vantage point on how it changed. And my rhetorical question for our conversation is, now that we got some of that history down, these are sitting on the shelves, right? And they're probably going to go on sale. If not, a couple boutiques already. But the rhetorical question is, isn't this what we wanted? Why is this not flying off the shelves? This was a grail shoe. Even when you saw PJ Tucker wear it in the last 5 or 6 years, it's like, ooh, sneaker king. And da, da, da. Well, you can have it. You know, maybe it means more to me because I was around when we couldn't have it, you know, but, you know, and a lot of people never even saw LeBron wear this model, let alone feel a certain way about this particular shoe. There's a lot going on, I understand. Not for everybody, but it's for me. So I'll kick it back to you, OG, just to continue the conversation, because this is a rhetorical conversation that won't end in this episode, but, you know, we're just posing it to our audience. What happened to grails? So if this was a grail, it was so sought after, and it's just sitting on shelves, now rhetorically, for the things that are coming out now that you would retro in the future, maybe, whatever, will there ever be grails again? Does anybody care? Are we too microwave and fickle to care to look back anymore?
Wow. I have to process that because I have to say that maybe the essence of the grail has now been diminished the same way brick and mortars have, the same way the shopping experience has, and opposed to things elevating and evolutionizing or revolutionizing, it's now just dead because of, like you just mentioned, not only the insight, but how things are now acquired now and how things are now valued. And it's interesting because just a couple weeks ago, you see one of our own, Georgetown's own, Jeff Green, now wearing some things on the court, whether it is customized or PE. It's starting to bring that question up a little bit, but if you look at the comments that's on Instagram or on social media, people are saying, well, he's not PJ Tucker. He's not a sneakerhead. He can't wear those type of exclusive shoes. What's going on here? He's just Jeff Green. And I'm like, where did that come from? You know what I mean?
He's a Jordan brand athlete. First, he
say that. But it's like, again, going back to rhetorical stuff and the mindset of folks initially, it's like, so it's just interesting tone. But I know once I saw that shoe and saw it was going to be released, I knew you had your hand on your palm. And it's one of those moments in which, with us, it's almost redemption. And for some folks now, and again, I talked about this before in previous episodes, even guys in our era, they have conformed, excuse my French, to the BS, to where it's not redemption anymore because the culture now does not see that shoe the way it should be seen. And I'm like, so were you in the culture or in this game for the right reasons in the first place? Or have you just converted to the BS? Because it's a whole lot involved. And again, it's peeling back the layers, Shark. But it's interesting because I was expecting, even before that LeBron, the shoe that distinguished what a grail was for me and what it meant to other people and what it meant to people in our era that changed or converted was the South Beach. And once that retroed, it was, if you didn't get them early and you were an old head, people were saying once they released, it was like a fizzle, to where it was easy to get them for retail at Foot Locker. And I even had pictures of when they were on, literally on the shelves at Foot Locker. And I was like, what happened? Because the South Beach was one of the most grailed shoes for anyone, LeBron fan and so forth. So I'm just disappointed.
Well, that's a good point. All right, so you're talking about the South Beach 8s, LeBron South Beach 8s, right? That was a grail, like, real time, right? Really? So that's to my point of what we're saying. Like, what's coming out that's, like, instantly in this same season, grail? Like, sought after, you know, people are, you know, doing whatever to go get, right? Because everyone, the people that are going so hard for sneakers, there's too many of them now. They're the resellers. Okay. So, like, where's the customer that wants it so bad? And I think that some of the resellers are so much in the way that the buyer, the person that wants it so bad, they don't care to go through all those hoops anymore. And then they would probably, but if you want it that bad, you'll just go get it anyway. You know, and then spend the money. You know, because you want it that bad. And that's what is a shame, is that the people that want it the most have it cost them the most. And that's what I think part of the problem is. Now, one thing I'll say about LeBron is, you know, with the strategy, because there was a long period of time where if you asked Nike and LeBron about retroing, it was not even in the line of sight to retro, especially like LeBron 1-12. You know, it was like, what are we talking about retro? Like, maybe after he retires or whatever, he's in year 21 and still here. And then I think we kind of accepted the fact that you need to retro the line because, again, like what we're talking about, there's new people coming in, but they didn't see Air Zoom Generation LeBron 2, 3, 4. So you got to sprinkle that in. You'll see LeBron. Look, what's happening right now? LeBron 4s, the phone posit. You had the graffitis? The graffitis are sitting around? Like, are you crazy? That was, oh my goodness, people were salivating over that when it first came out. Like, that colorway. We got the Fruity Pebbles. Like, people aren't even, you should be falling out that the Fruity Pebbles are coming back, you know? But it's still like, hey, Fruity Pebbles are coming back. Like, it's still not even, like, a thing. So here's one more. We got the, which one of these? LeBron 9 Lows. LeBron O'Palmer? This was super grilled, because this was right after what OG's talking about with the South Beach. This is the Miami era, and then this is, like, championship vibe. Like, LeBron O'Palmer, you got to see the lemonade on the inside too, like, to make that whole. This went to the outlets, people. How? That's what I'm talking about. So, if you're watching this video, put something in the comments. What is a grail? What shoe is a grail now, today? or what's coming out today that you know in 2 to 3 years is going to be a grail? And then, like, what would make it a grail? Like, that's the part where we're debating because we don't have the answer. We just have a pulse on where we came from, and we can project where it's going. But it's not looking good just because the integrity is kind of missing. The customer is not the same customer anymore that's going. I mean, the customer acquiring that takes the journey to acquire, not the same person anymore. So, yeah, sad that if you really want it, you just don't care to go through the hoops, but you'll buy it anyway. But, like, cut that out. Yeah, so, well, like, what makes a grail moving forward? I think, and then last thing I'll say, too, about LeBron's is, you know, I don't want to blame it on LeBron, but, you know, that whole not retroing, and the flip side to the not retroing was, just come out with 20 shoes of the same color every year. You can't keep up with that. And then it's like, if you were paying retail for everything, no way. Like, casual consumer that doesn't listen to the Soul Material podcast and knows how to get the discounts, those people, you had to pay too much. So, like, how do you participate in the game with no grail?
I'm under the belief that grails correlated with a story or storytelling. We are from an era of Slick Rick, Outkast, Scarface, and it is hard now to get flowers. It's a few MCs out there now, but that type of storytelling, when you hear a certain song, it's a story behind even that storytelling. And that is have now faded out in the hobby, in which no one has a story anymore for what they're obtaining outside of, is it heat? That's, is it heat? And like anything, heat can cool off. Fire does not last forever. So what's your story and what does it make it to you? And that element, that essence, that intuitiveness is fading. And it's messing up the hobby some kind of first, because I'm like, people just got shoes. And I understand that we are from a very, very influential era. We talked about it in the previous episode in the 90s, to where things were foundational and a staple. But you got to have a story outside of, yeah, I copped these and I got 12 pair, or I got it off the app, or I didn't like them, but then I see they were going for this, so I kind of like them now. Where's the authentic story behind your grail? No one else's grail. Your grail, and it's personalized to you. It's gone now. Shark is gone.
Yeah, I think that the value of the consumer having say-so, again, this is some of the origins of our podcast, to bring the empowerment back to the consumer, and it's in your mindset first, right? And then that dictates your behavior. And I'll also say, to splice another hair for just drilling in a little bit farther on that, that relationship with the consumer and the product and the cycle in between, you've lost, because the sneakers still have some stories to them. It's just not translating back to the connection. And I think that in the age of the digital influence, it's, you got a lot of voices telling the same story different ways. And if you're still not connecting, you're only connecting with the audience of that person, not necessarily, I'm talking about like influencers online. You're just, there's a lot of intent and reach, meaning, well, we have similar tastes. So if I put my product on you and then now you're in front of, like, all you're doing is getting in front of their audience from their perspective, you know? So you got to be careful who you're choosing as your influencers. Some brands do good jobs, some other brands do not. Because if we don't connect to you, now it's not even about liking the shoe. It's, I don't like who told the story about this coming back, and now it's devalued this because it doesn't mean anything to me. Right? So it's, sometimes you gotta, it's a harder sale to tell, you know, get the consumer to invest more in the why, and their why, of why am I even getting this in the first place? And to your point, OG, a lot of people were here not for the right reasons. And now that the game and the economy and everything has gone through a full dip, now we're just like, the, you know, more dust is settling, the tumbleweeds are rolling by, and we're saying, and then the Shark and the OG are cemented in the game. We're still here and we're watching stuff sit and people wondering why. So with these grails, I feel like it's a trend where I'm like, hey, now I can get what I want on sale. Yay. You know, but what does that mean for the future? Because these companies aren't enthusiastic about pushing this back to the market. And that's why they just going to keep churning out all these colors of the same stuff that y'all keep wanting to churn out. And we're not going to get the full diversity of the product lineups that we want. Because we're still talking about, that's why, you know, we talked about in other episodes, you know, with the 90s and things like that. Like some of those shoes, if it isn't the right collaborator to bring it back and tell the right story, it just won't happen. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but Air Max Uptempos, you know, I love that shoe. But cut it out, Nike. You're doing too much. Right now you overkill with too many different colorways, and then you got the full family sizes, and then some of the adults' colorways look like they should be kids' colorways, and you're just doing a little bit too much. So consumers, again, you have the power, but this is why we say invest in your why, invest in your story, and stick to that. Enjoy the culture. I feel like the companies, the sneaker companies, if you invest, it's like, oh, I know there's a bottom line aspect of sales. But if you get the core to just buy more, you don't have to worry about always acquiring new customers all the time because you're investing in people coming back. You turn too many people off. So I say speak to the people who buy and keep buying that have been here. Reward us. Figure out ways to make new programs. Make a Grail program or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you game for free. Sneaker companies, retailers. This is how I'm telling you, our money is longer than these little resellers. Our money is longer. We're going to keep growing up and getting older and still buying the stuff. They're going to move on to the next thing. So continue to invest in the people that have been here and just don't forget to communicate to them because it's like, oh, we got you already. We don't need to talk to you. We're marketing to them. But you're slowly trickling, losing a demographic that has a lot of buying power as you get older. That the nostalgia fades, the mode of acquisition and drive to do that. Back in the day, you might, you know, this is like VHS sneaker documentary, you know, like, what's my bad, but like, man, I hop on a plane and then I get that, you know what I'm saying, in my Baltimore Air Force, you know what I mean? Like, I know I've had those conversations in real life, all right? You and I have taken trips.
Literally.
We've crossed borders.
Literally.
To go stand in line to acquire, you know, things, even with the context. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we've traveled, to roll dolo from state to state, all of that, to acquire some shoes. People would think we're crazy if we told some of these stories, but that was just normal. Like, what are we talking about? So, again, our version of a State of the Union, we're questioning what's going on with grails, we know where we came from, but where are we going? It looks like the grails are, you know, it's just a museum artifact at this point in time, just collecting dust, and it's just the woolly mammoth of the of the sneaker culture. Just I don't see how it evolves and continues to stay because you know microwave flavor of the month, flavor of the week that we're going this. I don't see where there's sustainability for people really liking something that they can't have and then really being happy to acquire it, you know? So any final words from the OG?
I want to say, Shark, is that, as you mentioned, the game has gotten fickle. And like in hip hop, I really believe that once you got a dope beat and a dope rhyme, and you're consistent with that, everything else will come. But like with anything else, once you deal with the cycles of things being like the flavor of the week or popular this time and so forth, as you have experienced, I've experienced, the hobby has experienced, the classics and the essence and the foundation is what it is. And I'm tired of this cycle, man, of having to regurgitate and go back to, as you always say, back to the fundamentals. The game will always be the game. The game is the game. And somehow, no matter how technology advances, no matter what changes, the game is still the game. And I'm looking forward to getting feedback from this episode, particularly because we have some listeners who probably like, what do they mean by grail? Like, grail meaning popular? Or like, no, like, let's define as to where, what does that shoe mean to you? Because a song, it goes to whatever materialist things you have. Something has to have some kind of connection to you. So that may be fading, but think about things fading. They can always keep the color back, Shock. I'm looking forward to this particular aspect of the game coming back. There's so many angles to this game and so many fragments. So many dots that connect. I'm waiting for this grail thing to connect back because your story meant something to me because it's your story. I'm wanting that back in the game. They want to hear your story, and it's not based off of popularity or because someone else wanted it or what is the story. So grail equals connections equals story. Folks,
that's how you make your sneaker friends. That's how you make your sneaker friends. Sharing those stories. You know, whether they're family and meeting those new friends. You know, again, this connect. We're losing connection and the interaction point. So let's see how we can revitalize that and bring it back. Hopefully this conversation helps start and spark a new wave. And let's get the conversation going. Bring grills back. That means you have to care about something. Tell us what that is. So don't forget to like and subscribe and check out the Soul Material Instagram page for even more exclusive clips. But till next time, friends, it's T-Mark the Street Shark signing off.
And OGEO. Peace to you.